I am alive to who I am. I am alive to who I am. What does it mean to be who I am? What does it mean to be when I say who I am? Well, to me, to be aware that I am divine is the most wonderful thing that I could ever propose to myself. For me to be aware to who I am and that I am divine is the most wonderful thing I could ever propose to myself, could ever want for myself, could ever be for myself, could ever do for myself. Now, how do I go about knowing who I am? How do I go about being alive to who I am? Now, I am alive to whom I am by pronouncing every single moment of every single day what I am. I am divine. I am divine. I am the purity of all, the life of all, the goodness of all. I am the angel of all. Yes, I am the miracle of all, because that's what I am. Each one of us is. This is how we were born. This is how we were created. This is the essence of our reality, our divinity, in fact. This is what we really are and what we always will be. We can never be less than divine. We can never be less than the ideal that we are. We can never be less than that because that's who we are. Now, the greatest thing that we have to help us to be aware of our divinity, the greatest thing that we have that reminds us of our divinity is our imagination. And when we let our imagination soar, when we let our imagination rise into its highest and greatest potential, then we begin to see who and what we are. It's not what we see when we open our eyes. It's not what we see when we close our eyes. It's what we see in the spiritual beingness, the very depth of our inner self. We have had many wonderful ideas of divinity flowing through us that have made us feel very marvelous, that have made us feel quite wonderful. But have we ever let the reality of who we are, the grandness of who we are, the glory of who we are, shine forth so completely, so wonderfully, that it just made us feel fantastic? Well, try it. Try it with your imagination sometimes. Just imagine how wonderful you are. Just imagine how good you feel. Just imagine how super you have of your ideas that flow into your mind, that imagination that grabs a hold of you and says, hey, this is fun, this is fun, and then away you go. Now, how do you do that? How do you flow with your imagination? How do you open your imagination to your inner heart? Well, you just imagine yourself doing whatever it is that comes into your thinking system. Some days you think, gee, wouldn't it be nice to levitate? Wouldn't it be nice to teleport? Wouldn't it be nice to be wherever I want to be right now? And then you let go and you are there. You are there. That's all it takes. You let go and then you are there. You let go and you are wherever you want to be. Now, knowingly, you want to be in places that you're aware of. Knowingly, you want to be in places that you could conceive of being in. And then you want to rise above even that. Because if you can imagine the world being nice, know that your divinity of that world, your divine awareness of that world is even nicer, is even more wonderful. We have only begun to perceive the glory of God, perceive the glory of our divinity, perceive the glory of who and what we are. We've only begun to do that. Let your imagination As I let my imagination take me into the realms of divine qualities, into the realms of divine awareness, into the realms of my always beingness that I am. Yes, and the wonderful thing about it is, it's right now. The wonderful thing about it is, imagination doesn't require us to wait until we go to sleep or wait until we lay down and dream. It doesn't require us to stop doing whatever we're doing. We can take our imagination and soar with it no matter what we're doing, even while we're driving the car. Because our physical body doesn't allow us to drive the car without giving a great deal of attention to it. But the great deal of attention that we put to driving the car is infinitesimal compared to our absolute magic, our absolute imagination that soars around us all the time. We sometimes listen to the radio or listen to music or talk with other people while we're driving. And we're so interested in our conversation that we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, we're here already. That was such a short trip. That was such a short experience that we had. And here we are, here already. Yes, that's true. You are here already because you were always there. Now, it's not a matter of taking your mind from doing whatever you're doing in the outer. It's a matter of taking your mind to the inner aware, to the thought that, oh my goodness, we're already here. Where did the time go? How quickly we made this trip, how quickly we did this. And that's the imagination. That's when imagination takes you and says to you, hey, look, you're the allness of the universe. You're the isness of the universe. Everything that is and everything that ever will be, you are right now, this instant, and you're being it right now, this instant. It's not a matter of how some people conceive of it. They say, we have to be logical, we have to be reasonable, we have to understand these things in their perfect manner. And you don't have to understand things in their perfect manner at all, because your imagination is not tied to understanding as we think we have to understand it as a human being. Because when you're a divine being, when you're representing yourself from your highest and your greatest, when you're representing yourself as your delightful beingness, the glory of who you are, when you're representing yourself in that way, then you are doing it right. Then you are doing it fantastic. Then you are doing it as you really should be doing it. You have the opportunity to be who you are today. I have the opportunity to be who I am today. I have the opportunity to be alive to who I am now. And the sooner I start taking that opportunity to be alive to who I am, the more I enjoy life. The more I thrill to every moment of my activity, the more I thrill to being me and being all that I am, the more wonderful life is, because that's who I am. And when I know that that's who I am, then I'm having more fun. Be all that you are today. Be all that you are. Be alive to who you are today. Be alive to the glory and the goodness of who you are today. And as you are alive to the glory and goodness of who you are today, you'll say, wow, 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 yes, that's what I want to be. That's how I like to be. That's what makes my world go round. And then around it goes. Take your imagination and soar to the infinity of time and space, to the absolute qualities of all, to your divine nature. And as you soar to your divine nature, you will find that you are already there. You are already experiencing it. You are already knowing it. You are already being it. And how great that is. Because that's the truth about you. And that's the only truth that there is. Make that truth yours today. Make that truth a wonderful experience for you today. Be alive to who you are today. And realize that who you are is fabulous. Wonderful, marvelous, and that's the glory that you are. That's the glory that is, and that's the glory that always will be. I love you. I love you. I love you.